Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Yo, 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 sandwiches. Welcome to NS9 Postgame Show, powered by Permane Brothers. I'm your host, Anthony DiNardo. With me, we have Tyler Sweeney, Ty, sandwiches.
And before the sandwiches, let me just mention, I said if McCutchen hit leadoff today, the Pirates would win.
You did. I even tweeted that out today.
I know ball.
You do know ball. It was a little bit of a... It wasn't any help.
No, he had nothing to do with it.
But we don't need to talk about that right now. We have sandwiches to give away today. Ladies, gentlemen, hashtag raise it in the comments right now to get your chance to enter. I guess we talked about this last night. Like, the thing that's going to be exciting to talk about today would be Jared Jones. That's exactly what happened. There was going to be no offense. We said that was going to happen as well. And you said if Kutch leads off, they're going to win. So everything that we predicted last night happened today.
Yeah, like North Shore 9, Stradamus.
It's almost as if, like, you should listen to us.
Yeah, I mean, a couple ball knowers talking ball 3 days in a row. We're giving the people what they want, and the really big thing they want is the sandwiches. So you're welcome.
That's right. That's right. By the way, you should probably not listen to us more often. But we were right last night, damn it. And let's start off by even saying, too, I put a little money on today. I did a little something today.
Ooh, did you?
Tyler. I did. I had faith in Jared Jones. That's where it stopped. Actually, I take it back. I had faith in Jared Jones and Austin Gomber. It was the combined strikeouts for them. Now, Jared Jones did lead the way and help me out. But I do just want to stay here. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. That is Bet Online, where the game starts.
I actually had a little bit of money on the game today, too, but mine was on McCutchen to hit a home run, and also I had some money on McCutchen to single in his first at-bat today. Lost both of those, but the Pirates won. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. But let's get to Jared Jones, because my God, Tyler, it is must-see TV every single time, and we keep talking about your famous line, right? When's the shoe going to drop? I don't know. Is it? Is he just going to be amazing his entire career in every single start?
Yeah, probably. We deserve it.
Sounds good. Like, we do.
Can we have one nice thing here and let this nice thing be Jared Jones and then maybe give us another nice thing with Paul Skeens? But about today's start, after his last start, he got touched up a little bit. And really what I was interested in was seeing how he would bounce back after that, because the Giants attacked him early in counts. They jumped on his fastball. He got banged up a little bit. I wanted to see if today he would maybe try to nibble a little bit, maybe try to pitch backwards. He didn't. He just kept going at guys and stuck to the plan.
I mean, the very first at-batter said it all.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Here it is. 98 right in the middle.
Yeah, he's absolutely electric, man. Like 10 strikeouts, 7 innings, efficiency off the charts, never in danger. It's an easy like 6-7 innings almost every time he's out there.
I enjoy every bit of it. I can't get enough of Jared Jones. And I say it after every start, and it's true. This dude, I don't know what more to say. You know, we talk about how these games are just so terrible offensively that, like, when we jump on here, what the hell are we going to say that we're not saying the same thing about this offense? And it's at the point with Jared Jones, it's just like he's just too good that, like, what more superlatives, what more adjectives can you add on to Jared Jones starts? He just goes out there and he dominates, and he dominates so well that it's now, I'm not going to say boring in that sense, but like, again, I don't know what more to add. I don't know what more to do here.
Yeah, he's the best pitcher in baseball. He might be the best pitcher ever.
Might. Might. Have some conviction. He is.
I don't know what, like you said, there's not many more superlatives to put on his name here. He's just been absolutely fantastic every single time he's out there. And even like the last start when he struggled, he was still good enough. Like, he hasn't blown up at all. It never looks like, oh crap, here we go. It's just, it's easy. Like, it's an easy watch.
I've said it. That I want to see, again, I don't want to, right? But like, I'm waiting for the one game where he does implode. It's not going well. We've gotten games where it just hasn't all been there, and he has fought through and he's worked it. That's the closest we've come to like Jared Jones not pitching well. It's just like his stuff's not there, so he relies more on the slider, right? He fights through this and he gives up just 3 runs. It's incredible how good he is. It's just, and we talked about this, you know, in the past. Now it's up to 7 games. So he has the record for the most swing and misses of any pitcher to start their career in the first 7 games. It's what, 120? And Otani was at 130, or Otani. Tanaka was at 113, I think. It's completely electric. He's 22 years old. Like, again, this isn't like a seasoned veteran. This isn't a guy who's, you know, 28, 29 years old, who's been here, done that, and is a 2-time Cy Young winner. It's a 22-year-old rookie. 7th career game ever.
Yeah, he's really good. And I think the really impressive part at this point has been the mental part of it with him. Because like I said about today, he came back out there and stuck to the plan that's made him so good to this point in the season. You also see him not panic whenever things start to go awry. Now, granted, they haven't gone to the extreme you referred to yet. But that's also a credit to him that he's able to maintain that side of the game. And also, just a random thought, that he's doing it with multiple different catchers as well. He's not one of these prima donnas that needs his personal catcher. It doesn't matter who's back there. You can put a wall back there. He's just going to hit his spots.
You know what? That's a fair point. Emphasize that. And Grandal made his first appearance today, right? His first time in the lineup, first time catching. It was Jared Jones. Jaron Jones, I mean, he's never worked with him. He's never worked. I mean, of course, I guess the spring training a little bit, right? But like, he's never really worked with him. And he comes in here and has 7 innings, 1 base runner, 10 Ks. He don't care who's behind there. It don't matter. He doesn't need a frame god behind there either. He's just throwing it right at you.
Yeah, it's literally just hit this.
And they can't.
Nope.
And they know what's coming. I mean, he only has 2 pitches.
Basically. He throws 2 pitches. They are just better than you.
Right. Right. I just want to highlight something here. On the season, 41 innings, a 2.63 ERA. In 41 innings, Tyler, he has 52 strikeouts. By the way, I want to clarify. I said it incorrectly. He has 122 swing and misses, not 120. And Otani and Tanaka had 113. So that's how much he's dominating that stat, by the way. Again, 41 innings, 2.63 ERA, 52 strikeouts, 5 walks. 52 strikeouts, 5 walks. The next number I'm going to throw at you, 27 hits in those 41 innings. He just doesn't allow base runners. Point blank. 32 base runners in 41 innings pitched. 32 base runners. The 22-year-old rookie pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, not named Paul Skeens.
So those numbers, like, those are elite numbers for a closer. This guy's a starter.
Yeah. Like, if David Bednar was doing that, all-star game. Where are we talking?
He's about one of the best closers in baseball with those numbers.
Yes.
And this guy's
yes.
doing it as a starter. It's like Kenley Jansen back when he didn't walk anyone with the Dodgers. And he went like a whole season without walking people. That's what this is like, but it's coming from a guy that throws 6 or 7 innings every time out.
It's incredible. And yes, like the bridge of October, right? Like we talked about this, Alex, a little bit. We talked about before. Like, if Paul Skeens matches what Jared Jones does right now, like, that's absolute best case scenario in anyone's mind. I don't think anyone thinking best case scenario for Paul Skeens is what Jared Jones is doing right now. Like, that's how incredibly good he has been. I don't think anyone can expect Paul Skeens to come up here and do this in 41 innings. But if he does, you're talking about right now, Baseball America came out of the top 10 prospect or top 100 prospect list. These guys are now in the top 10. Jared Jones, now the number 8 prospect in baseball. Paul Skeens, number 6. And Jared Jones is pitching like a top 10 pitcher in baseball, let alone prospect.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe keep top 5.
Keep pitching like this, and a draft pick would be nice, baby. Get in that rookie of the year voting. At some point, that's going to be the conversation of where he's going to be in that voting.
I'm so afraid to jump to it. It's so early. So again, preferences, trajectory, what he's doing right now, the path that he is on. This is rookie of the year type of stuff. And again, this isn't just rookie of the year type of stuff. What he is doing right now is Cy Young type of stuff. Now, we're still waiting for league adjust. I'm not saying he is going to continue this. And at the end of the year, he'll definitely be in there. But again, what I'm talking about is he is absolutely, if the season were to end today, in Cy Young talks.
Honestly, yeah. If in this hypothetical world, if he continues on this pace, which would be incredibly hard to do because I don't know anybody that pitches like this as consistently as he has for a month.
Right.
Very few guys do. But in this little hypothetical here, he certainly, at the very least, gets a good bit of Cy Young votes, I would say.
And he's a rookie for the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know what sucks, though? 2 wins. Just no run support.
Yeah.
Because he plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates. You love the compliment to DeGrom to some degrees, right? Yeah. Add that. I mean, that's a perfect comp because DeGrom was notorious for not getting any run support when he started. And like, that's what Jared Jones is doing right now. He gets, again, 7 innings, 1 base runner, 10 strikeouts, literally doing everything on your own. No runs.
No decision.
No decision. Pirates do get the victory today, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's better than a loss, I suppose. But man, some run support would be great.
Back-to-back nights, they had to do it in the 9th. Last night, still alluded to a loss. Today, they do get the victory. These starters are working their asses off, man.
Yeah.
They can't get anything.
I mean, we are just asking for the bare minimum help today. And it took everything in their power to scratch out 1. This is bad.
So Austin Gomber, the latest Cy Young candidate to pitch against the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's been a long list. I mean, the A's, the Rockies now. When are the Pirates going to catch a break?
Maybe tomorrow I'll get on the mound for them. Once again, I don't think they could hit me at this point. This is bad. It's honestly, at this point, you have to do something after this series. I feel like you have to shake something up here. I don't know if it'll be major, but something has to change. Because one run ball against the Rockies, 3 runs in 2 games against the Rockies. This is not working. I don't want to rehash everything we already said 2 nights in a row, but this just isn't working.
Right. Fair.
Even today, it's unacceptable.
The one thing that has changed, we talked about last night, obviously you saw it, Henry Davis was demoted to AAA. Yasmani Grandal joined the club. Today he makes his first start. I guess to talk a little bit about him, he did have a hit. He did have one go pretty deep to the warning track. He didn't look terrible at the plate. He made contact every time. He didn't strike out at all. The other time was a grounder to second base, I believe. And then he had that like dribble at the end, which, it moved Connor Joe and essentially helped the Pirates have a victory. So small dividends, but paying some dividends so far.
Yeah, just first things first, he is so slow. Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's why I think guy. I've just never seen a human that slow in my life. But at the plate, I think you're going to get professional at-bats. He does kind of fit into the approach of take. But he does it in a professional manner, I think. Kind of similar to Connor Joe, I'd say, where – it's not like a haywire plan where we're just taking for the sake of taking. I still think there's some sort of plan there with a Yasmani Grandal, like we've seen with Connor Joe to this point. I thought his at-bats, like you said, were decently good today. Had a hit, didn't strike out. The at-bats are going to be professional, I think, from him.
I am intrigued on him. Again, understand the level of degree I'm talking about. I'm not intrigued in the sense that Yasmani Grandal is going to come in and like be a 3-WAR, 2-WAR player or such. I've been curious about this signing because I deep down feel like I'm not ready to write him off yet. Just anything that happened in Chicago was just a disaster. He's been so productive. Now, granted, there's maybe some bias because I've liked and I've really enjoyed Yasmani Grandal over the years. I've wanted him to Pirate for years. Until he was that. This is the year I really didn't want him to be one, but at any rate, he is here. I do wonder what still is left in the tank for him. So he's going to get his opportunity now. I mean, with Henry Davis in the minor leagues, it's going to be him and Joey Bart, right? So both those guys get their opportunities to show like what really is there. So again, this isn't me saying like, oh yeah, I'm comfortable with Yasmani Grandal. He's good. But I'm also not on board with like a lot of people, like he's just terrible, he's awful. I'm interested to find out what still remains in the tank.
Yeah, I think he's going to be fine enough. And defensively, he'll be, I think, pretty good. And offensively, you're going to get what you get. It's going to be better than what we've seen from the catcher position to this point, aside from Joey Bart's at-bats. So as long as he's just competent enough. And literally competent enough at this point is just maybe 30% below average from what we've seen from these catchers in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Yep. Everyone, the Pirates won. I know it's confusing, but we do this thing where we give away sandwiches if the Pirates win. For many sandwiches, 2 of them. So go ahead and put raise it, hashtag raise it in the comments. For your chance to win, it's been so long, Tyler.
It's so nice to have
some W's here. Yeah, we almost forgot to set this up. I said, oh, crap, I got to get the giveaway tool set up. Forgot all about it. It's been so long. But yeah, so make sure you do that. Hashtag raise it in the comments. That way you're entered to win. Ty.
Is it time for
what more do we want to talk about? I mean, it's only 20 minutes. Connor Joe did perform well today. Connor, yeah. If there's a bright spot, it's Connor Joe. He is day in, day out performing every single day. He looks so... Here's where I would drop that word I dropped last night. Good. Because he deserves that word. That's how good he is right now. He is... I don't know how much more you can ask for from Connor Joe.
I go back to spring training when we were there. And we were there really early while the team's taking batting practice. All the players are kind of just wandering around in the outfield. And just in the middle of them is Connor Joe doing the prep hop and tracking every single baseball. While everyone else is just sitting around, you know, it's before spring training game. Guys are chatting, just hanging out. Connor Joe's just out there trying to get reads on baseballs. Give me nine of this dude. And maybe like five Jared Jones. But the way he does everything, it's very professional. The at-bats are professional. Nothing he does jumps out at you. But the way he goes about it day to day, you can tell the guy puts in a lot of work. And there's a reason he's the only guy performing at this point, to be honest.
Right. Yep. Not to go too deep into this aspect of it, but like I'm fully ready for him to be an everyday player. Like there needs to no longer be any splits platooning between him and Rowdy. Like he is just your everyday first baseman. Figure out the outfield. Like start putting Kutch in right field a little more here and there as well to help supplement that or whatever. But
either way, he's in the lineup every day, I think.
He needs to. Yeah, absolutely. And then I guess to talk, I mean, offensively too, like it really wasn't there. I mean, we said Connor Joe, he had two hits today. Outside of that, there was only three more hits by everyone else until the walk-off hit. Yes, Kutch did have one today. Hayes also had another. And again, we talked about Grandal. But yeah, the ninth inning comes up. I thought for sure this game was going into extras.
Oh, I did
it just too. Is what it is because they're not going to get anyone over. Connor Joe, of course, gets the single. And then Olivares can't bunt, can't do anything, can't get anyone over. There's an out. But luckily, Tyler, pass ball by the catcher. As I said on Twitter today, it seems like the only time you can get excited at this offense is when a pass ball goes by.
Yeah, that Olivares gets bailed out there. It's another little thing the team's not doing well. You got to get the bunt down in that situation. They got bailed out, thankfully. And thankfully, Connor Joe found a gap somehow because that was actually probably one of the weakest hits they had.
Oh, absolutely.
But hey, you take it where you get them.
So technically, Michael A. Taylor's was weaker.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, but at any rate.
Yeah, not doing little things well there. Got bailed out. And then I was really excited thinking we might get an O'Neal Cruz spot here.
Yes.
And then the Rockies ruined it.
Last night.
The Rockies went on and ruined it. He gets intentionally walked.
Did it matter, though?
I guess it's good to see another struggling guy get up in that spot and do the job. Like, if that's Connor Joe there that gets up and walks it off, I still might feel the same. Like, of course, the only guy that's hit all year. But Jack Sawinski, I thought he had a good at-bat there. He looked for something up that he could actually do something with. Actual proper approach where you're looking for a pitch and not just taking the take. Found something up and just shot it the other way. Good to see him hit the ball the other way too hard.
Clutch. A clutch hit. We talked last year. He came up big in the non-clutch situations, right? But when it was clutch situation, he became small and didn't do anything. This is a big clutch moment. Also off the bench. I mean, just coming into the game cold. Ninth inning, like the last out. I mean, this is it. Like you have an opportunity to win the game here. And he did it. He came through a much needed hit. All they had to do was score one run and it felt like they weren't going to do it. And they did it. So Jack Sawinski walks it off.
Yeah, that if they would have had a left-handed pitcher, and it would have been Jack Suwinski's kryptonite there, off the bench, off a lefty, in a clutch spot.
Right. Maybe the two canceled each other out because it wasn't a lefty, right?
Yeah.
Just off the bench, clutch, just they canceled each other. So that's
two negatives make a positive.
That's right. They didn't have the trifecta. That's on the Rockies.
Exactly. They should have went lefty.
Fault, bud.
Either one or three. That those are all the kryptonites you can have.
That's right. At any rate, though, it wasn't a exciting game, except when the Pirates weren't on offense. But it ended up winning. So we're talking mostly positive on the show today. 50-19. Yes, they're still like in the thick of things. And again, we keep saying like this has to be rock bottom, but another day goes by and that's rock bottom. I don't know when this is going to end, Tyler. I really don't. I can't fathom how long this struggle has been offensively. And I can't fathom how much longer it can possibly continue. And like you said, like when things change, I mean, the other thing part of it too is just like, regardless of change or not, how can they continue to be like statistically, how can they continue to be this bad?
I keep saying they can't, and at some point they're at least going to get to just below average, but it's just series after series goes by and it's like, they're still really bad. At some point it's got to change, right? Like someone will hit a ball hard and it'll go over a wall and they'll do it a couple times in a game, maybe. I'm just waiting on it. It's series by series. It's just not happening.
They have 52 runs in the past 22 games. So the start of the Philadelphia Phillies series. That's the one I keep going back to because that's when this offense just pretty much started sputtering. 52 runs the last 22 games. That's 2.36 runs per game. Obviously, dead last, if you need me to specify that. Dead last. So, I don't know. Again, like it just seems like there's only one way to go from here and it's up. When that's going to come, I don't know. But the question still remains, as this continues, when is something going to change? Again, don't know. But Tyler, let's move on from that. Let's give away some sandwiches. Yeah. How's that sound?
That's why people are here. It's not for us.
So everyone, last chance. All right. So again, comment hashtag raise it in the chat here for your chance to win the two sandwiches. And then for everyone that's in here, go ahead. If you haven't yet, like the video, we do have the memberships. Join if you haven't. We do have some perks in there. Pretty cool stuff. And for everyone who has joined, as always, we appreciate y'all. So Ty, is it time to do it? You know what? I forgot I had to share this. Hold on. I got to put this on the screen. All right. Let's do it. So here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. There it is. Hey, we got a super from Amber.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Are you kidding me?
No. First off, no.
Can we run that back?
I mean, maybe Ryan's like trying to help out in the chat by saying raise it, but no, Ryan, no. We're going to draw again. And luckily that next person that entered, because it's now 57 opposed to 56, you're now entered where you weren't before. So there it is. Corey wins now, a true champion.
Yeah, we're going to pretend that first one never happened. Congratulations, Corey.
As Scam likely says, ma'am, and I'm with you, man. Like, that was a scam. That was very likely to be a scam. Sorry, Ryan, you don't win. Corey wins. So, Corey, go ahead, email us, send us a DM. That way we get your address and get that sent out to you, NorthShore9@gmail.com. And again, any social you find us at, just send us a DM and we will get these two free sandwiches out for you. So there it is.
Congratulations, Corey. And not congratulations, right, to Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan, what are you doing? Did he write anything in the chat here?
Yeah, he said run it again.
Good. We're about to fight. All right. So I guess with that said, let's get out of here, right?
Yeah, 3 days in a row. Maybe someone else will bring some better luck.
Right. Right. We were on NS9 Live. We're on last night. We're on today. It's about time someone else did something around here. So we're retiring for the week. We got two new co-hosts tomorrow on for you. Maybe, again, like Tyler said, they'll bring some luck and more sandwiches. But we're out of here. Appreciate everyone. Thank you for everything. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.